I was not plugging in our seat one, so. Computer adjusting. Oh.
What's happening now? So I think it just.
Ah, it goes through cycles, so now that's back on.
And then that should be both.
I think it has three settings. If you do it once, it's on both. If you do it twice, takes it off your screen, just puts it there. Three times is back on your screen. Okay.
Anyway.
So. Right. Alright, everything is good, so I'll let you take it away. You ready back there? Okay. Welcome, everyone. This is the kickoff meeting for today. We're the new group to create a new remote control for Real Reaction. As you can see, our agenda is to open up the meeting, become acquainted with each other, have a little training on tools, create a plan, discuss things, and we only have 20 minutes, 25 minutes total. Okay, the new remote control is to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. That, Steph, is your part, is the user-friendliness, the originality. It's gonna take all of us. The trendiness will probably get a little bit of marketing research information from you, Sarah. And we'll get all of it. Okay, so we'll have a functional design, individual work, both meeting, and then conceptual design, and then detailed design. Okay? Right. Everybody's supposed to try out the whiteboard. Kate, why don't you try it first? If you can either bring your things with you, I guess. And while you're doing that, we'll try and figure out how to put these things on as well. Because we're all gonna have to be able to walk around.
Right, so you want an animal and the characteristics of that animal. You have to be able to recognize what animal it is.
I don't think so. I think it's just to try out the whiteboard.
Are we all gonna draw a cat?
I know.
Where's the animal on the print?
Aww.
This is sort of funny rabbit cat. You can tell it's not a bunny rabbit by the ears.
Ah. Okay.
Great.
And the characteristics?
Basic characteristics of the cat, the whiskers, I think, because they're the easiest to draw.
Ah.
Give it some more.
Okay.
Tail.
Fantastic. Since you're handy as well, I'm gonna give you those next step. I think it's to get us used to using the pen.
Yes. Sure, it's not to test our artistic.
That, no.
It's a mouse.
A mousey?
It's not a mouse either.
It's not a mouse. It's a wombat.
Sciatic.
I
and your favorite characteristics of that animal.
Very intelligent and cheeky and fantastic pets. Very friendly.
Okay.
And they sit on your shoulder and whisper the answers to your homework in your ear when you're doing your homework.
Oh, a fish.
Gosh, why didn't I think of fish? That's even easier to draw than cat.
This is very representational of fish.
Oh, okay. Fine.
I
Favorite
like them
characteristics?
because they're sleek and they have a lot of freedom, but they also do swim in groups.
Okay.
So
So
you
you have
have
a
favorite
team alliance.
I'm afraid I'm stuff. I think I'm kind of running out of whatever. But I'm afraid I take the coward's way out and the cat's looking the other way. He's hiding. Cats are sometimes very independent. My parents had cats. And they can decide for themselves what is best. Okay. Now, we have to get down to the nitty-gritty of how to make this, and this remote control has to be sold. We're going to sell it for 25 euros with a profit aim ultimately of 50 million euros. That tells you something about how many we have to sell on an international scale. Would be an awful lot of these, would be like about 100 million of them to make 25 euros on each one and to make a total profit of 50 million. The production is to only cost 12.5 euros per item. Now, if it costs 12.5, you're selling it for 25, you're making 12.5 euros each. And we're going to make a profit of 50 million. That's, can you do the math and how many are we selling?
I was just wondering if that's the if 50% is normal
markup?
Yeah, I would think it was like 60%.
Okay.
And your question is how many we have to sell?
Yes, because our market is international, and your problem is has to do with marketing of, you know, you've got to know how many we're going to be selling to know how big a market you have to target.
Mm-hmm.
And who is that?
Yeah, that's
to give you a pretty good idea of where you're looking.
So it's 4 million.
Something like that. Okay. That's 50 million euros. You're making 50 million euros and you're only getting 12.5 each.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of selling. To be 50, 4 million. You have to sell 4 million. Okay. Right. Experience with a remote control. Whether you use a remote control for television or DVD or something.
But that's the control what we're talking about. One that will work for in a home environment.
Well, I've seen some remote controls that are for more than one device at a time. but I also have heard about them not working well or not well coordinated, and you wind up working with this one for this three, and then this one over here for another.
It is true that you're always sitting there, you're sitting on your sofa and you wanna change something, but it's five different remotes, and one for the TV, one for video, and one for cable, and one for
And they don't always
But
talk to each other.
I presume this is just for television.
Don't know. Okay, are there any ideas for the remote, what would it be for, and what group would be for? We have to think about that one.
We could make a Hello Kitty change one.
I like one of those bright colors with the pizza.
Yeah. We could totally go for the Japanimation. Well, there's also the cachet that Japanese make great products. Electrical, their industrial design fairly.
I think one that doesn't have lots of superfluous functions, like I've got one at home that has, well, apart from the obvious channels, channel up, channel down, volume, you know, subtitles, mute. There's a lot of buttons that I've got no idea what they do.
That's a really good point, because I think one of the things that being somewhat computer literate, we tend to go to menus and then make choices, you know, so if it's like a volume button, you can go in and say mute or volume. We don't need to have like the numbers if we also have a channel.
Okay.
You can make it smart.
I know this sounds like it was very quick, but I think that's the industrial design is the first one, that's Kate, for the working design, and user, let's use Steph, for the technical functions design, and for marketing the user requirements specification. I think there's going to be a lot of, we have to help each other and work through this as a group. And I think we all, you know, we like our kitty cat and our rat and our fish, but I think we all have to like each other to get this done. As it says, we're going to get individual instructions, but I don't think they'll allow a lot of extra time, so I think a little bit of less of this and more to do will set us in good stead. Do you all agree? All right. Then I don't see any reason to prolong it, and we should finish this meeting right now and just go into other things. All right, so this is the end of the first meeting. Thank you all.